Okay, good evening. Hope everybody's on their way to be dug out. So I want to talk a little bit about a few halachos that apply the night and day Megillah-wise. First of all, so we know that next Monday, will be Tanis Esther. So Tanis Esther ends about 6:22, something like that. And one of the challenges that exists on Purim night is that you go from the Tanis into a mitzvah halayla. And the rule is by mitzvah halayla, you can't eat until you fulfill the mitzvah halayla. My daughter's in Yerushalayim right now. So she said that, it's so funny, they're going to have, Tanis Esther, and then you break your fast, and then the next day is Purim. But that's not what we do here. So that creates a challenge sometimes for people who are struggling a little bit with the fast. So what happens if a person is feeling weak? They feel like if I don't break my fast, so I'm not going to be able to listen to the Megillah appropriately, what should a person do? So Shulchan Aruch actually writes that a person who can't go to shul and it's going to be too hard for them to wait to hear Megillah, so they should have someone read the Megillah for them at Plag HaMincha on Erev Purim. So that's not the Mishnah Berurah, that's not our Mahala, that's not our Minag. Many Acharonim don't like that idea. And therefore he writes the better thing to do is if a person feels they're too weak, they're not going to be able to make it through the Megillah without drinking something, so they should drink something. You drink something, or you have a little something to eat, to give yourself enough koach so that you can get through the Megillah. That's what a person should do. Also, remind that sometimes there are people who have to switch, husband and wife, etc. They're not going to hear Megillah for a couple hours. So same thing. If it's going to be too hard for them to make it through the fast that way, so I tell them, set a reminder that you're going to hear Megillah, and you can break the fast if you have to. A person can do that. That's what they need to do. But otherwise, a person should not. A person should get through. Most of us, I think, can get through the Megillah, having not had anything to eat, and we're going to be okay. Another challenge that comes up is, what time should I hear the Megillah Purim morning? This year, Purim morning is a work day for some people. Right? It's a Tuesday, so some people have to go to work. So the question is, what's the earliest time to hear the Megillah? So typically, the rule is, if you're doing a mitzvah say, that's, lulav, shofar, whatever it is. So all mitzvah say that are daytime mitzvos, we do them between Netzachama and Shkia. That's the goal. You try not to do it before Netz, and obviously you do it before Shkia. So the question becomes, Hanetz this year is 6:27. So it's a little, I don't know what time is the first person minion? Six, whatever, I don't know, whatever it is, exactly. So we have an early minion, because people have to go to work. Some people have to go to work, so they have an early minion. So the goal is, if possible, if you don't need it, I don't know what time, let's see what time it works, but it's halacha in general, that if you don't need to say, to hear the Megillah before Hanetz, it's better to wait. It's better to get Megillah after Netzachama, ideally. That being said, if a person is in a situation where they have a meeting, whatever, the kid won't be able to hear the Megillah and then also be able to get to work, etc. So we have a rule, Shas is chakik didi eved dami. If a person's in a, what's the reason in general that we do mitzvahs between starting on Netzachama? Because if we could do it after Alos HaShachar, we're nervous a person may actually go too early and do it before Alos HaShachar and they won't be able to the mitzvah. Technically, a person hears the Megillah after Alos HaShachar, which is way, way earlier, so you're really going to be fine. But we try not to do that because then people will hear it too early and it turned out, person heard the Megillah, 3 o'clock in the morning, they weren't Yotze for a daytime Megillah reading. So that's why we try to do that. So, but if a person's in a Shas Tzachak, they don't have a choice. So we have a rule, Shas Tzachak could be Evidam, if a person's in that situation, so then hearing the Megillah even before an Etzachama would be okay for a person in that situation. But you have to know your situation to know what to do. And so that's what we tried. So we have multiple minyanim, so that people who need to get to work and they have to hear early, so they're in that situation, they should hear the Megillah early. Again, I don't know if it even will be true this year. By the time you daven shacharis and hear the laning, etc., what time the Megillah will actually come out? It might be even later, so it might be okay anyways. But it's something to know in general. We feel these continue to. We'll talk some more halachos of Purim. So Be'ezr Hashem, be yotzi all the mitzvos in the proper fashion.